I would like to introduce my first guest. It's a pleasure to welcome Rosie Hayes, who's the Gallery Director for XVA. Rosie, welcome to The Edge.
Thank you very much indeed, Siobhan.
Great to see you. And also the artist Al Braithwaite, who's currently showing his work at XVA in an exhibition called
Hall of Mirrors,
that's it. Good afternoon, Al. How are you? Welcome to the show. Your exhibition, in fact, opened just last night, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But it's not your first time. It's certainly not your first time in the Middle East, and not either at XVA. This is your second exhibition at the gallery, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So the last show was in March last year, and it was a much smaller edition. But I had one mirror piece, and this is the kind of development of that series.
Okay, so this is a new exhibition that you've been working on over the year.
Yeah, that's right.
Back to yourself, Rosie, though, if I may, first of all, just to understand how you decide which artists to show, to make them relevant to the region and relevant to the audience here.
Well, it's often very tricky because there are a lot of artists based in Dubai and there's a lot of demand for exhibition time and exhibition space. But really, we try and focus on art which has a connection to the region, either because it's by an artist who is Middle Eastern or an artist who has travelled in the region and has been affected by the culture and artistic movements in the region he or she has understood. So someone like Al, who's travelled extensively throughout the Middle East, is perfect. And another factor is that we often have two exhibitions running alongside each other, which we do at the moment. So Al is exhibiting alongside a Saudi Arabian artist called Abdel Nazar Garem, whose exhibition Restored Behaviour runs for exactly the same time. And Al and Abdel Nazar know each other quite well, so that works very well for two solo exhibitions to be combined at the same time, because people are interested to see, you know, exhibitions which aren't necessarily connected but are enjoyable to have in contrast or running alongside each other.
And Al, how do you feel about that? Does that enrich your experience of showing your work?
Yeah, really well. I think the two exhibitions combine nicely and play off each other. They've both got a kind of provocative edge to them, which kind of stirs you up. And then having a kind of a more Saudi perspective on it and a more kind of outsider European perspective is a really good way of sort of trying to grapple with similar ideas.
And how do the artists, such as the gentleman you mentioned, feel about you portraying Middle Eastern concepts and ideas through your work, which of course we'll get into a bit more detail later?
I think the audience is kind of sympathetic with my position as someone that's a kind of semi-outsider and semi-insider, in that my work brings together European frames with Middle Eastern iconic faces. So I'm kind of in a justified position to be looking both ways like that, in a kind of duplicitous manner.
And I do, if I can, because it's relevant, I think, to what you said earlier, Rosie, and it was something we just mentioned before we came on air, about this whole idea of nationality and from where you're from and where you feel that you're from. And does that give you a sort of an instant right to be able to present it in your work if you're an artist? Now, I know that you were actually born in Germany, weren't you, Al? But
yeah.
Your parents are British. You travelled extensively around the Middle East. So would that make you a British artist looking at Middle Eastern work, or would that make you a Middle Eastern artist, or just an artist? Let's not get complicated about the origins of where you're from and what you are showing.
Yeah, from my point of view, this comes up quite a lot about whether I am kind of a Middle Eastern artist, or what is Middle Eastern art? Does it have a sort of global component of people that are contributing towards that art scene? And I think it's overblown when people look at nationality as a way of understanding what artists are making. So calling Abdel Nazar a Saudi artist may be instructive for sort of, on one level, for understanding his work, but it's not the kind of end of the line for what kind of work he's making and his ambition for it outside Saudi Arabia. So I think nationality is limited as a kind of way in, but obviously you have to look at kind of how old people are, what gender they are, what passport they hold, and it's a way of kind of talking about a given artist.
Do you think it's more of a marketing tool, let's say, technique?
Well, I think certainly if you consider the boom in contemporary Middle Eastern art over the last 6 years to a decade, it's definitely got to be considered. But I totally agree with Al. I don't think nationality is the sole factor, and I don't think it's key. When I choose an artist for XVA for an exhibition or just to show a single work, it's not the first question which comes into my mind.